Today's daf is Sanhedrin daf Pei Beis, and we are at the Mishnah, 16 lines from the bottom of daf Pei Aleph Amud Beis. Today's daf is being learned as a schos for Achenu Bnei Yisrael Hanasuna Matzar Vashivya. Today's daf is also being learned as a schos Refuah Shleima for Shleima ben Chayaleya and Chava Miriam bas Malka Freida. So, at the end of yesterday's daf, we learned a Mishnah that said a very big chiddush. The Mishnah discusses somebody that got Malkus again, and now Tzimdritin Mol he did an Avera. At this point, says the Mishnah, we don't give a Malkus again. Rather, what we do is Machnisen Oisek L'Kippah. We put him into a very uncomfortable cell, umachilin oisoy sa'irin, and we feed him barley, atche kresoy misbakas, until his stomach explodes. The Gemara had a lengthy discussion in terms of what it means that he was luck of Ashana. The Gemara brought a braisa that mentions Shita Sabashal that says that it's not enough that he was luck of Ashana, but he would have to have been luck of Ashana Vishilesh. Then if he did the Avera the fourth time, the halacha of this Mishnah would apply. The Machloikis of three times, four times is related to the Machloikis Rebbe and Reb Shimon ben Gamliel, whether a chazak is established when something happens twice or a chazak is established when something happens three times. The Gemara discussed what is it that's happening that is establishing the chazak. Is it the Avera? Is it the Malkus? But that was all yesterday's daf. At the very end, the Gemara said that Hecha Remisa, what is the remes? Meaning, what is the makar to this whole concept where instead of giving somebody Malkus, which it sounds like technically that's what this person is chayev, we're going to bring him into a cell and not kill him, but wink, wink, cause him to die. Meaning, there has to be a makar to something that at first glance seems to be almost bizarre. Says the Gemara, there is a makar. Rish Lakish is the one who gave it to us. It's a pasuk in Tehillim that says to Moises Rasha Ra, that once somebody is established as being a Rasha, at that point to Moises, we're allowed to do something to him that's going to cause his death. Either way, the Mishnah that we're going to learn now is really a continuation of the previous Mishnah, hence the recap of the last part of yesterday's daf. And the Mishnah is going to give another example of where Bezdin pulled this card out of their pocket, which is Machnisen Oisei Lekipa, ... Zok Tehillim Mishnah, Ha'horeg Nefesh Shaloi Be'edim. If somebody kills somebody, but there were no Edim, nobody witnessed this Shvichas Dam. So this person, in a perfect world, would be prosecuted right now. The problem is, you need Edim, and there were no Edim. So the Mishnah says, Machnis and Oysa L'Kippah. What Bezdin would do is, they would take him, they would bring him into a cell, U'machil and Oysa Lechem Tzar, they would give him a little bit of bread, U'mayim Lachatz, a little bit of water, and that's what they would do. Now, this Mishnah sounds eerily similar to the previous Mishnah, right? We said this is a continuation of that Mishnah. Yet, if you look even not so carefully, the not such fine print, there's a very obvious difference. In the first Mishnah, Machnisa noisa likipa, umachila noisa sa'irin, achne kresa misbakas. In the second Mishnah, Machnisa noisa likipa, umachila noisa lechem tsaru mayim lachatz. There seems to be a very obvious discrepancy. The Gemara is going to address it. But before that, the Gemara asks even a more obvious problem. And that is, ha'horeg nefesh shaloi be'edim machnisa noisa likipa, says the Gemara mino yadinon, to the extent that there are no edim that witnessed this happening, so how are we even prosecuting this person in the first place? So the Gemara said, Amar Rav, Eidus Miuchas. You have to say that, of course, there were Eidim. However, the Eidus that existed did not conform with the very intricate halachas of Eidus as it relates to Dinei Nefashos. Specifically, they were not Eidus Miuchas. What does that mean? So Rashi says, quoting a sugi in the end of the first parak of Masechtas Makis, that in order for Eidim to be considered Eidim as it relates to Dinei Nefashos, you would need that the two Eidim were together when they witness what happened. But if one aide was looking out of one window and another aide was looking at another window and they both saw homicide, that would not be considered eidus. So in this case, you have eidim technically. The problem is, based on the Shulchan Aruch of eidus v'dinei nefashis, you don't have enough eidus. In a situation like this, you can't give dinei nefashis. Why not? Because again, of the eidus miyuchedus problem. But at the same time, there is an eidus, there's enough of a basis for Bezin to want to deal with this person. There's an impetus of ubiyarta rami kirbecha, which we know underpins dinei nefashis, and it's for that reason, machnis and oisel, keep it, we deal with him. Shmuel said a different teretz. Shloi basra doesn't mean that there were no eidim, there were eidim. What it means is there was no hasra. If there's no hasra, you can't kill the person, but at the same time, we know he deserves misa. Now, one thing that has to be clarified, we know the Gemara says, it's one sheet anyways, le nitna hasra ela lahavchen bein choygig lemezit. So if we're going to take Shmuel super literally and assume that there was no Hasra at all, then how do you know the person was even amazed? And if he's not amazed, then you can't even be Machnis and Oitzel Lekipa. So you have to say that there was enough Hasra for us to know that he is not a Shoigig. What wasn't there? So maybe he wasn't Mekabel the Hasra. He was only Hirkin Roishai, as we saw in the previous sugya. But the point is, the trip up here was not in the Eidos, it was in the Hasra. Rav Chizda, Rav Chizda said a third Teretz, Amr Avimi, and he said the name of Avimi, going to Eskachash Bebedikos, Vlo Eskachash Bechakiris. Maybe the case is talking about where during the cross-examination of the Edom, so the Edom tripped up, but they didn't trip up in the Chakiris. Those are the integral questions that were asked in every single cross-examination. But it was one of the sidebar questions. So Bezin was doing a very detailed cross-examination, and they asked some very random questions, and the Edom tripped up. Now, if they trip up, Beis Din can accept their Eidos, because at the end of the day, if there's akrasha in Bedikos, there's akrasha in questions that Beis Din did not have to ask, at the end of the day, it's still considered akrasha. But being that Beis Din feels like this person is guilty, just so happens there's some technical loophole with which this person is getting off. If Beis Din wants, machnis and oisel lekipah. What's an example of a bedika that didn't have to really be asked? It's a mishnah that we've seen a few times in Sanhedrin. Maisu badak ben zakai ba'uksay tehenim. Ben zakai, was it Rabbi Yochanan ben zakai? The discussion in the Gemara. But a story where ben zakai once cross-examined Edom with regards to something that took place under a te'ena tree. And he was asking questions about the uktzei te'enim. These are questions you don't really have to ask. And in the event that there's a trip up, yeah, it would be enough for Bezin not to be able to give dinei nefashis. But at the same time, machnis and oisel kippa is something that you're allowed to do. Either way, so we have two mishnayos, two examples of where Bezin has the right to take a person, bring him into a cell, cause him to die. In the first Mishnah, what does Beis Din do when they bring him into the cell? Machilin oisoi sa'oyra nacher kreis and misbakas. In the second Mishnah, Machilin oisoi lechem tzar umayim lachas. Says the Gemara, Mishnah, hakatik tani oisoi lechem tzar umayim lachas. Umayishnah hazam tiktani machilin oisoi sa'oyra nacher kreis and misbakas. Why is it a different narrative in the two Mishnayos? Am Rav Sheshes said, "Idi v'idi nois noy lechem tzar umayim lachas." In both Mishnayos, we're doing the same thing. In fact, this is an example of Yagid Olav Reyoy, where the two Mishnayos complement each other. So you would have to know the two Mishnayos to get the whole picture. In other words, the first thing Beis Din would do when they brought him into the kippah is they would give him this lechem tzar umayim lachas, and the purpose was atsheyukta mayonoi. It would cause his stomach or his intestines to become a little bit small. V'hadar machil. And then they would feed him sa'irim, and they would give him more sa'irim and more sa'irim, atcher kreis and mispakas, until the stomach exploded. So really, this is a two-prong attack. The first prong is the second Mishnah, out of order. The second prong is the first Mishnah, meaning after they give him the lechem tzar and the mayim lachatz, what they do is they feed him sa'irim. The point is, they are going to cause him to die. Now, before we go weiter and we start sugya that's literally oimed berumoy shel oilam, just one ha'ara, and that is, so this whole idea of machilin oisei sa'irim achakres and mispakas, the Gemara said, has a remez in a pasuk in Tehillim, which is an interesting remez to Moises Rasha Ra. If you take a look at Rashi, it's Rashi before the Mishnah that we just learned. It's the third wide line. Dibra maschel v'hecha remisa. So the Gemara said, what is the remez to this idea? So the Hilga Rashi. Ivadai halacha l'moishim misinai hi. Meaning it's poshet that this is halacha l'moshe misinai. Umiyu hecher remiza miktas. But at the same time, the Gemara holds there's some remez, and the Gemara wants to know what that remez is. It's interesting, this that Rashi says for a dover poshet, that machila noisa Machnisa Noisa Lekipa is Alach L'moshe Misinai. The Ran in Chedushe Aran Al Ashas has a whole Arichos. And he's not sure. Won't be the other side if it's not Alach L'moshe Misinai. So we know Bezdin is Makim Va'onshin Shaloy Al Pitayra. Right? One of the licenses that Bezdin has is that L'migdar Milsa, if they want to punish someone, that's something that they have a right to do. It's a chiddush. It comes up in the sugi of Yesh Koich B'yad Chachamim L'Akudavim Natayra B'kum Vaseh. But at the same time, it is something that Beis Din very much has the right to do. So the Ran has a chakira. He's mesopik. This din of Machnis and Oysa L'kipa, is it Halacha L'moshe Misinai? Or maybe this is rabbinic in nature. You'll ask me, how do the rabbis have a right to institute such a chiddush? What do you mean? We know that this is one of the licenses that they have. There's something called Makas Mardus. There's something called that if a person says, you know, Sukkah She'enei Yoysa, Lulav She'enei Noitel, Makin Yoysa, Achatetzei Nafshei. So we know there's such an institution where Beis Din has a right to physically harm somebody up until the point of death, literally. Advan Bechlau, if that's something that they want to do. So the Ran is Masopik. But Rashi says for a Dover Pashat, Vaday Halacha L'moshe Misinai. But I saw in the Sefer Gane Yitzchak, Miyididi Rabbi Yitzchak Chanan Lipschitz. So he's Medayik, Rashi's Loshen. Rashi says, it's Pasha to the Gemara that this is Halacha L'moshe Misinai, Umiyu Hecha Remizo Miktas. But the Gemara is looking for a Shtikla Remez. So his Ha'ara was, we're looking for a Remizo Miktas? We're looking for a Remez. The Loshen HaGemara is, Hecha Remizo. What does Rashi mean, Hecha Remizo Miktas? So he tells to the Rambam in his Akhtama to Pirush HaMishnayis, where the Rambam talks about Halacha L'moshe Misinai. And the Rambam says that Halacha L'moshe Misinai is something that by definition has no remez in the Torah. To the extent that there's a remez in the Torah, that means it's a dover halamed midrasha, and it's not halacha l'moshe misinai. So the Rambam has a very strict definition for what makes something halacha l'moshe misinai. And in the world of the Rambam, something that has a remez in the Torah, by definition, cannot be a halacha l'moshe misinai. One excerpt. Falken kol dover she'ein loy remez b'mikra ve'ein loy nikshar boy ve'ev chelo yitzioi miderech midarkei hasvara olav levadei nemar halacha l'moshe misinai. But to the extent that something you know in svara, or to the extent that something that has a remez in the pasuk, it's going to be a problem. And the Rambam gives an example of this. The Gemara says shiurim, all the shiurim are halacha l'moshe misinai. Faith the Gemara brachas daf mem and in other places in Shas, is that true? We know it says eretz chita se'ira the shivas aminim, and Chazal said that pasuk is all coming to tell me the shiurim, right? Kol hapasuk the inyan shiurim nemar. So afraid the Ram, the Gemara, how could you tell me it's halacha l'moshe misinai? It's merumas in the pasuk, says the Rambam. What's the kasha? Who cares? Maybe it's halacha l'moshe misinai, and there's also a remez in the pasuk. The teretz is, because to the extent there's a remez in the pasuk, that precludes it, checkmate, from being halacha l'moshe misinai. Said Rabbi Yisrael Chanan Lipschitz, is lefize yesh loymer, maybe that's what Rashi was bavarning. Rashi was bavarning, the Gemara is discussing halacha l'moshe misinai. That's Rashi Shita. That's one side in the Ran. And the Gemara says, v'hecha remizo, to the extent that it's halacha l'moshe misinai, s'nidok kain remez. So could be Rashi was bavarning that, and he said, umiyo hecha remizo miktas. And what Rashi's saying is that even though it's true, halacha l'moshe misinai is not going to have a proper remez, but maybe a miktsas remez it would have. Either way, it's a beautiful diuk with a very, very nice tzushtal to that Rambam in his Akhtamah to Pirush HaMishnayis. Regardless, we now turn our attention to another form of misa that is out of character somewhat, unconventional, as we're about to see. Sok the Mishnah, Hagoinavas Akasva. If somebody steals a kasva, what is that? We'll see in the Gemara. Vamekalo bekoisem. Or if somebody is mevorech es Hashem with a koisem, what does that mean? We'll see in the Gemara. Vaboyl aramis. And if someone's boyl aramis, kanoim poigimboy. Kanoim have a right to go and be poigimboy. Rashi says poigimboy means memisimboy. They have a right to kill him. Koin shishimish betomo. A koin that did the avoidable while he was tommy. Ain achabako yhanim avi noisilabazin. So they didn't take him to court old school. Rather, really old school. Pirchei kuhuna maitzi noise chutz la'azara. The Pirchei kuhuna would drag him to the back of the azara, maybe the front, but they would take him outside of the azara. Umaftzi in es moichai, and they would literally break his skull, bigzirin, with beams. meaning not okay. Zor Shishimish B'Mikdash. What about a Zor that does the avoid in the base of Mikdash? Rabbi Kiva Amim Chenek. Rabbi Kiva says it's Chai Misa, and the Misa that he gets is Chenek. The Chachamim Omer B'Dei Shemayim. The Chachamim say he doesn't get Misa's Bezin. Rather, what he gets is Misa B'Dei Shemayim. But we're going to focus on the first part of the Mishnah. Hagoyin of Esakasva. We'll talk about that for literally a second. V'amakalo B'Koysim. We'll talk about that for about a second. V'aboyol Aramis. That we'll talk about for the rest of the shir. And all three of these things is Kanoim Poygenboy. So, Al Rishon Rishon. Hagoyin of Esakasva. Kanoim Poygenboy. Zoktimar my Kasva. What is a Kasva? I'm Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda said Klisharis. It's just a certain type of Klisharis. V'chein Oymeh. The Pasuk says, Ves Kesois HaNosach. So that's one of the Kalim that are associated with the Shulchan. The point is, if somebody steals one of the Kalim of the Beis HaMikdash, so if you were caught stealing in the Beis HaMikdash, cannot impugn by, literally. The Hecha Remisa. Now, there's probably a remez somewhere in the Torah to this concept that it's cannot impugn by if somebody steals, right? Usually, if somebody commits some form of petty theft, he's not chayim misa. So, if it's kanam poigavoy, there must be some source. The Gemara says, "Yeah, it says v'leyavoyu liris kabbalas hakodesh v'mesu." Pashup Shah in that pasuk is talking about the levim used to carry all the kelim of the Beis HaMikdash, but they had to make sure it was covered when they were carrying it because they shouldn't see it. Because if you would see the kelim of the Beis HaMikdash exposed, v'mesu. It's number one, usser, and number two, it carries with it an oynish misa. The word kabbalah, however, Rashi says, could also mean geneva. How so? Because when somebody steals, he's mavliya, right? He tries hiding, and he tries making sure that the person that he's stealing from is not going to see. So, v'loyavoyu lirois kibbalah es hakodesh, that if someone is going to be a bala es hakodesh, he's going to steal from hekdesh, he's a goyin of es hakasva, v'meso he's going to die. So when the Mishnah says a goyin of es hakasva, it sounds like this is some fancy halacha. It really is. It's talking about someone who steals kelim of the Beis HaMikdash. Now, why do we pick kasva? So if you look in the Me'iri says, because the kasva was a very small keli, and it was something that was very easy to steal. But all it is an example. It's a dugma ba'alma, that if one of the kehanim would steal from the kelim of the Beis HaMikdash, he would be chayiv, some form of misa. In other words, Bezdin won't kill him, but cannot impugn by. V'amakal b'koysim, the Mishnah says, also cannot impugn by. What does that mean? Tana Rav Yosef said that the person says, Yaka koysim es koysmai. So we know koysim ksamim is some form of kishuv, right? We learned these sugis already in Perek Abra Misa. So it's some form of kishuv. And basically what the person says is, Yaka koysim. He wants the koysim, this kishuv macher, or the kishuv, to shelt, to be mevarich es koysmai. The one that gave it its power. So who gives the Kaisim its power? HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So really what the person's doing is, he's being Mevarech Es Hashem. But instead of being Mevarech Es Hashem with the Shem, which is the way Mevarech Es Hashem works, right? Yaku Yoisi Es Yoisi, the Mishnah said, he's being Mevarech Es Hashem, but not that Yoisi should be Yaku Es Yoisi, not that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should be Yaku HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but the Kaisim should be Yaku Es HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Rabbanan the Gemara says, V'tehimi Rabbi Bar Mori Yamri, it means Yaka Koisem Loy Ulakoine Ulamakna. Again, very similar. But the Koisem should hit him, meaning him, whoever it is, Ulakoinai, Ulamakna, both referring to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Koine HaKoil. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is also the Makna, right? HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us everything that we have. So again, it's some form of Mevarech as Hashem. The Nusach is not Yaka Koisem as Koismai, but it's Yake koisim loy ulekoinoi ule makna. Either way, that's the second example of kanoim poigim. What's the third? V'haboyil aramis. Zok the heilu gugamar. Boim yinei Rav Kahana mei Rav. Rav Kahana asked Rav the following question. What would be loy pogu by kanoim? Ma'u. So in the event that someone was boil aramis, kanoim poigim by. What would be if it was loy pogu by kanoim? Now I just want to be clear, because we're going to talk a lot about this now, but we're talking about someone that was Boil Aramis, which simply means somebody engaged in Gilei Arayis, in Znus, with a woman that's not a Jew. That's what happened. So in the event that that happens, the halacha is Kanoim Poigenboy. Kanoim have a right to get involved, and they could be Poigenim. So the Gemara says, Rav Kahana asked Rav, what would be if it was Loi Pogo by Kanoim? So the Gemara says, Inche Rav the Gemari. Rav couldn't remember. He didn't know what the halacha is. Akayulu Rav Kahana Bechelme. Rav Kahana, in the meantime, who was the Shoyl? He had a dream, and in the dream they told him the following pasuk. It's a pasuk in Malachi Perik Beis. Bogdi Yehuda, v'soyeva nesa b'Yisrael b'Yerushalayim, ki chila Yehuda kodesh Hashem ha-sha'oiv, u'bal bas el necha. Also, Amalei, so Rav Kahana came to Rav, and he tells Rav, you know, Rebbe, I had a very interesting dream. In this dream, I was told this pasuk in Malachi Beis. Hochi akaryon. So when he told Rav the pasuk, at great Rav the Gemaris, Rav said, oh, you know something? You just reminded me. You asked me, what's the halacha loy pogu by kano? I mean, what's the oynish of a bayal aramis to the extent that the kano manah poigin him? He said, this pasuk has the answer. What do you see in this pasuk? Bogdi Yehuda. He said, let me explain to you pshat in this pasuk. Bogdi Yehuda means avodas kechavim. It's referring to the fact that Yehuda, they engage in avodas zarah. How do you know bogda means avodas zarah? V'chein uaymer. Kein bagadetem bi beis Yisrael no'um Hashem. It's referring to avodah zarah. V'toyeva nasasa b'Yisrael b'Yerushalayim ze mishkav zachar. V'cheinu oimer ve'ezachar le'isishka mishkav de'isha toyeva hi. Right, there's a lot of things in the Torah that are referred to as toyeva. But mishkav zachar is toyeva with a hey ayadiyah. So what does it mean v'toyeva? It's referring to mishkav zachar. Ki chilo Yehuda kodesh Hashem zu zoyna. It's referring to the fact that they were boil zoynos. V'cheinu oimer, the pasuk says, v'do you see in kodesh Hashem zoyna? It says, lo'isia kodesha mibnois Yisrael v'layir kodesh mibnei Yisrael. U'bal bas el nechor zeh Balakutis. It's referring to someone that's Balakutis. Ubal bas el mechar means he was Baal akutis. Because Asrei, what does the pasuk say? So look at the hemshech of those psukim. In fact, it's the very next pasuk. Yachres Hashem lo ish ashe yaseno, erva oino. What does it mean? If this person is a Talmud Chacham, so even though he's a Talmud Chacham, but his children won't be. Meaning, he won't have a son that's going to be an heir. An heir means he's ma'ir, he asks good questions. Or he won't have a son that's a Talmud, that's oina, that knows how to say a good teretz. If he's a Kohen, he won't have a son that's going to do the Avodah. And not just that, but if he has none of the above, meaning you want to know what else will be included in the Oynish, Yachres Hashem Le'ish Nashay Yaseno, there's going to be some form of Chiyuv Karas. Amr Abchiyah Bar Avu, we'll get back to this in a second, called Abal Akutis. Any person that's Bal Akutis, Kilo Meschatem Avodas Kechom, it's as if he did a Shidduch with Avodah Zarah. With the, meaning, not just with an Eini Yehudis, but with the Avodah Zarah itself. How do you know that? Tachsiv, Ubal Bas El Nechar. V'chi Bas Yishloi Le'el Nechar. Right, if you take the Pasuk literally, it sounds like this person was Boil, the daughter of Avodah Zarah. What, Avodah Zarah has a daughter? Elezeh Haba Alakutis. Someone that's Ba'alakutis, it's obviously what the Pasuk is referring to. And the Pasuk describes him as if he was Ba on the daughter of the El Nechar. Meaning, it's as if you were Meshadach literally, with the Avodah Zarah. But the bottom line is, Rav Kahana asked Rav, Loi Pogubai Kanam. Now, what would be if the Kanam were not Pogubai? So, what would be this person's Oynish? So, of the minute, Inche Rav Ligmore. He couldn't remember. In the meantime, Rav Kahana has a dream. He's told the Pasuk. He repeats to Rav the Pasuk that he was told, and he says, aha, you're right, you just reminded me. Thank you very much. I remember what the Oynish is. The Oynish is, Yachres Hashem Lo Ish Hashem Yaseno. It's a chiyuv karas. In the event that this person is a Talmud Chacham, his children will not be Talmid Chachamim. And if he's a Kohen or Magish Mincha L'Hashem Tzvachos, he's not going to have that either. But really, the Oynish is karas plus some additional periphery ancillary, I mean, pretty big oinshim as well. But really, the short answer is, loy pogu boy kanoim. What is the oinish going to be? The oinish is going to be karas. I saw Rabbi Ruben Margolis in Margolis Tayam. He's mitzayin a beautiful maramakim. This maramakim comes from one of the many svarim that Rabbi Yosef Engel wrote. The sefer is called Omer HaShikcha. In the back of the sefer, Omer HaShikcha, there's a section called Chidushe Hashas. And in Chidushe Hashas, on Masechta Sanhedrin, Daf Pei Aleph on the days, he brings that his son, Sha'alani Bni Maskel HaRav David. So he was a Chacham, his son. His name was David, Rabbi Yosef Engel's son. And he, Rabbi Yosef Engel, Rabbi Shaya Pick. My apologies. So Rabbi Shaya Pick's son asked him the following question. He wanted to know, why is it that Rav Kahana asked Rav a question, right? His question was, what happens to a person that's Boil Aramis and Loipogo by Kanon? So Rav didn't know. So Rav Kahana has a dream, and in his dream, Rav Kahana is told the answer. Why did the Sar HaChaloimois come to Rav Kahana? Why did the Sar HaChaloimois not come to Rav? Meaning, why did Rav Kahana have the dream? Now, Rav Kahana is an important part of the story. He's the one who asked the Shaila. But at the end of the day, why was the question asked Or why did the Sara Chaloim come to Rav Kahana? Why didn't he go to Rav? He said, this is the question that his son asked him. So he wanted to say, based on the Gemara Masech to Sukkah, Daf Chav Vav Amibes, where the Gemara says, Amr Abaya, Shinsei Demar, Kidirav. Abaya said that the Rebbe, Rabba, used to sleep as much as Rav. Uderav kid the Rebbe, Rav used to sleep as much as Rebbe. Uderebbe kid the David, Rebbe used to sleep like David. Udedavid kid the Susya. Rebbe, David used to sleep like a horse, meaning Shina Sasus. Udesusya, what's the Shina of a Sus? Shitin Nishmi. It's the amount of time that a person breathes 60 breaths. Truth is, the Gemara Masechtas Brachas, Daf Gimel Amud Beis, talks a little bit about the sleep of David HaMelech. The Gemara said, Rab Zeira Amir, Ad Chatzal Yitzlaya, Hoyim Esnam Nem Kisos, right? This Gemara. That, until Chatzos, David HaMelech, he would dribble a little bit. He would dribble like a sus. Mikan ve'elach. Once Chatzos came, Hoyim Eskabri Kari, he wasn't like a sus. Now he already was like an Ari. But either way, said Rabbi Shaya Pick, what emerges here is that Rav used to sleep like David HaMelech. And David HaMelech didn't sleep very much. He used to sleep Kishina Sasus. He was misnamne. So he said that in order for a person to have a dream, you have to get into a deep sleep. But if you don't get into a deep sleep, it's impossible to have a dream. So said Rav Yeshaya Pick, being that Rav used to sleep like David, and Rav's sleeping was Kishina Sasus, all he was misnamnem, Shita Nishmi. See, he never slept properly. If he never slept properly, how's he supposed to have a dream? So if Ghana used to fall asleep, so because he used to fall asleep, he could have a dream. But being that Rav never really slept, he couldn't have a dream. Now this shtickle, beautiful, Divrei Pichachim Chain, is 180 degrees. It's literally the antithesis of something that we've spoken at a few times recently from the Imre Bina in his Akdama, who said that when Rav Sheshes told Rav a few times, Kadnayim v'shachiv Rav, Amalah Hashmaita, it's because this is Rav, as in Rav Abba from the Zohar HaKadosh that the Chavos Yar brings B'shein Ramam Ipano, is really the Amir Rav, and he was a great Mekubal, and in addition to being a great London, he's also espousing different inyanim based on Kabbalah, and whenever there's a Shasik Rav, it means that Rav didn't have what to answer Alpi Nigla, but really he had what to answer Alpinister. And because Rav sometimes would say things that nobody was able to understand, so Rav Shesha said, probably Kanaim v'shachav Rav amalah shmaita, because when a person dreams, it's neskalatim, incredible things. Can you do it from Darizal? And Rav Chaim V'lozhin brings in his Hakdama to the Goyin's Pirish and suffered its news of Advar. I think we've mentioned this so many times. But this is mamish the opposite. Here we have Kanaim v'shachar Rav Amal HaShmaita, that Rav Dafka is saying Torah that he was Zoycha to in his Chaloyim. Rav Yishai picks it just the opposite. The reason the Sar Chaloyim, who by the way is the Malach Gavriel, right? The reason the Sar Chaloyim came to Rav Kahana and didn't come to Rav is simply because of this Indian. Then he said, maybe you could say a little bit differently. Amar Rav, Rav said, Asur la'adam lishin bayoyim yoyse mishina sasos. It's also for a person to sleep really during the day. It could be the dream happened during the day. And if the dream happened during the day, so Rav held, you're not allowed to sleep during the day. As opposed to Rav Kahana, maybe didn't hold that way. So if it happened during the day, maybe at night Rav Taka would have had the dream. But during the day, then already, this is something that is going to be yasser, regardless, zok de gemara vayta. Am Rabchia Baravua. So we just mentioned Rabchia Baravuya, which is not a name that you find every day. Rabchia Barabba you find every day, but not Rabchia Baravuya. So the gemara now is going to bring another memra, total digression, that relates to Rabchia Baravuya, zok de gemara. Kosav al gilgalte shel Yahayakim. It's said on the forehead of Yahayakim. So Yahayakim is one of the last kings of Malchus Beis David, right? One of the final exiles of the Jews during Bayis Rishon was known as Golus Yahayakim. Real Purim theme in Golus Yahayakim. It was Golus Yahayakim, Golus Yahayachin, and Golus Tzidkiyo. But either way, on the Gulgoylus of Yahayakim, it said the following, Zois v'oid acheres. This and another thing. Says the Gemara, Skenid Rapreda Ashkechahu Gulgalta. Rapreda's grandfather once found the Gulgoylus, that was Shadi B'Shari Yushalayim, that was cast away somewhere in the Shari Yushalayim. I have a Kosef Yiloveh, and it said on it, Zois V'Oidacheres, these words. Kavras, he went ahead and he buried it. He says, that's weird, but okay, let me bury it. V'Hada Navok. So he buries it, and as soon as he buries it, it somehow rose to the surface. Kavras, he buried it again. V'Hada Navok, and it rose to the surface again. Omar, he said, Hai Gulgot Shal Yaakim. This must be the Gulgoylus of Yaakim, the Chsiv Bey. It says regarding Yaakim, Kfuris Chamor Yikover, Sochoiv. The Hashleich Mehala, the Shari Yerushalayim. The Navi already said that Yoyakim wouldn't merit a proper kfura. He would get kfuras chamar, and that's probably what's going on over here. Omar, but he said at the end of the day, Malko, Yoyakim was a king. And it's not proper for him to be embarrassed. Right, we know that Eliyahu HaNavi gave respect to Achav because he was a king. Moshe Rabbeinu gave respect to Pare because he was a king. Famous Truvis Chassam Sofer, when the Kesar was coming to Brishbarg, remember the Shaila, they were discussing whether the girls are allowed to sing, because whenever the king would come or the Kesar would come, so they would always serenade the Kesar with all the children coming out and singing, both the boys and the girls. The problem is Kobi Isha Erva. But then again, it was done Mishum Shloim Malchus. And the Chassam Sofer, before he wrote his tshuva on this topic, he talks about Shloim Malchus and how you have to be Mechabed a king. Even the greatest the rush in the world, you have an obligation to be Mechabed. But either way, so the Zayde of Rapreda said, you know, he's a king. It doesn't pass for this to be the way it is. So Shokli, he took it. Karcha B'shiro, he put it into like Azat Shmata. Va'isve B'sifta. And he put it away in like a closet somewhere. It's like this. It should be in somewhat a respectful place. In the meantime, Asoid. So one day his wife is doing some spring cleaning, Chazisa, and she stumbles upon a skull. Nafkis, Amr Lushivavasa, right? Every one of these stories in Shas boil down to a neighbor that's a yenta. So she takes this skull and she goes to her neighbor. She says, "You're not going to believe what I found. I'm going through my husband's schaira, right? He didn't find scotch that he was hiding, but what she found was this gulgulis. I have no idea what this is. Amrullah, it's a kamaisi." He says, "I'm going to tell you what I think this is. I think this is your husband's first wife. And the like kamanshila, he just can't forget her. He's still holding on to her. And that's why he has the skull." She said, "Really? You think so?" He says, "Absolutely. That's what's going on." Shagrasa, she took it, the tanura. She threw it into the tanur. The Kolsen, she brought the kiosk when he came. Amai said, "I knew the chsivi lave zois vaydacheres." Says, "Now I understand the zois vaydacheres, because I tried so hard to try to save him and give him a little bit of respect, but at the end of the day, this was not something that worked. This was something that fell flat." Incidentally, what did Yoyakim do to deserve this terrible punishment? Like, what did he do? So what he did was this: he scoffed at Yirmiyahu, because when Yirmiyahu was giving him teichacha and he was telling him about what was going to take place if the Yidden don't do tshuvas, he made lutzanis, and Yirmiyahu told him that this is what's going to happen to you. And even though Rapray de Zayda on some level tried bailing him out a little bit, but at the end of the day, this wasn't something that worked. I wasn't sure if we should speak this out, but we're going to speak it out. Rabruvu Margolis, Kedarke Bakoidesh, this is classic. So he says that, what does this lashon mean? Zois va'idacheres, right? This is a little bit funny. So for this, you have to be Rabruvu Zatzal. He says as follows. He says, if you go through the psukim, we'll just read a few psukim together. And again, by the way, this is like a little bit of a prelude to what's coming in Perek Chelek, because in Perek Chelek, it's like literally, you have to come with your Gemara and your Tanakh. But we're going to go through all these different psukim. But this is like tucked away. This is Yirmiyahu Perek Lamed Vav. Pasuk says as follows. Vayhi bashana harevius, lohayokim ben Yoshio melech Yehuda. It was in the fourth year of the reign of Yehoyakim. Hoya adover azel Yirmiyahu meis Hashem lemer. Kodesh Baruch Hu comes to Yirmiyahu. He tells him, kach lecha megillah sefer. Take a megillah sefer, like a blank piece of paper. And I want you to write everything that I told you. Wow. I want you to take and write down all the different nevuahs that I told you, literally from the times that I've been speaking to you, going back to Yoshio, Satan, Adayim. Maybe Klal Yisrael is going to understand, finally, what I'm going to do to them if they don't do tshuva, so that leman yoshuvu ish midarkei harav v'salachti lavoi l'chatosam. Because maybe they'll chop a little here at tshuva and they'll do what they're supposed to do. Vayikri Yirmiyahu es Baruch ben Neriya. See, Yirmiyahu calls his protege, right, his gabbai, Baruch ben Neriya. Vayichtoi Baruch mipir Yirmiyahu es kol divrei Hashem. And he's described and he writes everything that Hashem had told Yirmiyahu. And then Yirmiyahu told Baruch. He said, "Ani otzer, I'm locked up. I can't deliver the message." Right? He was incarcerated at the time. "I want you to come. I want you to be the one to give over this message. I want you to read it. Read it with the trop. Read it. Ulai tipol tchinosam lefnei Hashem. V'yoshuvu ish midarki yaro ki godol ha'afa ha'chema ha'chedibar Hashem ala omazeh." Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is really angry. "V'yas Baruch ben Neiriya k'chol ha'chetzivo Yirmiyahu ha'novi likri ba'seif edivri Hashem beis Hashem." Either way, so Baruch ben Neiriya comes and he delivers this message, and all the people, all the important people are listening, and they don't like what they're listening to, because right? Included in this was Eicha and all the terrible things that are going to befall the Yidden because of all the averus that they did. So I'm skipping like 15 psukim. The pasuk says, "Vayihi kishamim eskal advarim." As the Yidden, all the important people heard what Baruch Beneri was saying, "Pachadu ishal reyeo." They started getting nervous. "Vayomru al Baruch," and they told Baruch, "Hagi nagid la melech eskal advarim." We have no choice. We have to tell the king. We have to tell Yoyakim what you just said. "Ve'es Baruch shalu lemer hagi nolanu eich kosaft eskal advarim elam ipiv." So, meaning they said we have to deliver this message, but we're afraid of how it's going to go down. So they tell Baruch, "Lechi saser ativ yirmiyo, go hide." "Ve'ishal yede efayat," because I'm telling you, he's going to have such a bad reaction, he's going to kill you. So I'm giving you a little bit of lead time. Go hide. So like this, everything should be okay. So the pasuk vayivoyu al melech chatzera. They came to the king. "Ves hamigilu hifkidu belishkas alishama soifer veyagidu b'aznei hamelech eskal advarim." They told the king everything. "Vayishlach hamelech es Yehudi lokachas es hamigilu." So the king says, "Bring me the Megillah." "Vayikocheh," and they brought it to him. "Vayikreh Yehudi b'aznei hamelech," and he says, "I want to hear it again." So he hears it. "Vamelech yoyshei beis hachayref." It was during the chayref, during the winter. "Bachoydesh hachi ves ha'och lefona mivoyeres." And there was like a fireplace that was burning wood. "Vayikikra Yehudi sholish tlasayis varba." As this is all happening, he said, "Bring this to me. Take it and throw it into the fire, because I'm not afraid of anything that he has to say." He fifed on in Gansen everything that happened. I'm skipping a little bit. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes to Yirmiyo and he tells him, after all this had happened, he said, "Shuv kach lecha megillah acheres. I want you to write another megillah. Uchsoiv aleus kol advarim arishonim asher hoyu al megillah arishonim asher sov Yoyakim melech Yehuda. I want you to write again everything that the first megillah had. Val Yoyakim melech Yehuda toimar. And as it relates to Yoyakim, this is what you should say. Koyamar Hashem, atos araftas a megillah azois. You burnt this megillah. Leimer madua kasafta aleu. Leimer bo yovei melech bava vishchas as aris as visions of men of Adam. Lochein koyamar Hashem al Yoyakim melech Yehuda. Lo yir lo yoyishev al kisei David. Vinevlosai tia mushlechas lacher b'yoyim lekerech balayla. I want you to know your body after you die is going to be like an avela. It's going to be lying out in the street. Ufakadati olav val zare val avoda vesavoyne veivesi aleim val yoish v'yushalayim val ish Yehuda is kol arash v'dibart aleim val yoish shamir. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells him, yo, rewrite everything that was originally written that Yoyakim burned. And I want you to add to it. You should add a little bit. What you should add is Koyamar Hashem al Yehoyakim Melech Yehuda. Lo yir lo yoyishev al kisei David. V'nivlosoi, his nevela, his corpse after he dies. Tiyem mushleches lachoyrev bayoyim ulakerach balaylo. It's going to be out there on the street. So originally Yirmiyahu wrote all the nevuas. He gives it to Baruch Ben Neriah. He reads it to the Olam. The Olam says, the king has to hear this. The king hears it, he takes it, he throws it into the fire pit. That's mamash what he does with it. Hashem comes to Mio and he says, rewrite everything that you wrote, and I want you to add. What I want you to add is, what we need is, lo yir lo yoyshev al kisei David, v'nevlosoi tiyem ushleches lachoyrei bayoyim, ulekerech baloyla. Said Rav Reuven Margolis, and you have to be fluent in Nach to be able to do this. He said, the original letter had everything that Hashem had told Yirmiyahu. So let's go back and look at some of the things Hashem told Yirmiyahu. We need one pasuk. And this pasuk is in Perek Chav Beis, pasuk Yudches. Lochein koyamar Hashem al Yoyakim ben Yoshio melech Yehuda. This is a long time ago. Lo yispedu loy hoy achi v'hoy achois. Lo yispedu loy hoy adai v'hoy hoydai. When you die, people are not going to give you proper espedim. Kfuras chamor yikover. That's the pasuk that our Gemara quoted. Sochoyth v'hashlech mehola l'shari Yerushalayim. You're going to be buried like a chamor. You're going to be thrown in the shari Yerushalayim. Zokhtar Guvim Margolis. There were two times that there was a nevuah about the way Yirmiyahu's body would be treated after he died. The first time was in Perichav Beis, Psukim Yudches and Yutes. The second time was in Perich Lamed Vav, Pasuk Lamed and Pasuk Lamed Aleph. The first time he was told, Kfuras Chamor Yikover, Sochei V'Hashlech Mehala, L'Shari Yerushalayim. The second time he was told, V'Nevlosoi Tiyem Ushleches L'Achayr Bayoyim, U'Lekerach Balaylo. There were two nevuas, but it's more than that. There weren't just two nevuas. The first nevuah was written on that first Megillah that was burnt by Yehoyakim. And after that was burnt, Hashem told Yirmiyahu, I want you to be Moisef. I want you to go ahead and rewrite it. Oh, but this time when you rewrite it, you should add a knitch. Meaning it don't just write what I already told you in Perichov Beis, Kfuras Chamor Yikover. I want you to add to that. I want you to add the Nivlos Eitiyah Mushlechas Lachir Bayoim V'Lokerich Balayim. Says a Ruvu Margolis, these two nevuas is the Zois for Ida Cheres that it said on the Gulgoyles of Yoyakum. Because there were two nevuas. There was the original nevuah for Ida Cheres. That was the Hisafa that happened when Yirmiyahu rewrote it. And that is symbolized in this Inyan of Zois for Ida Cheres. But he said it's even a little bit sharper. Because if you look at the Pasuk, Hashem tells Yirmiyahu, Val Yoyakum Melech Yehuda Toymar, Koyamar Hashem, Ato Sorafto Es HaMegillah HaZois. Lemar, Madua, Kosafto, Leo, Lemar, etc., etc. The first Megillah is referred to in the Nevuah as the Megillah HaZois. Zois V'Oid Acheres. The first Nevuah, which was the HaZois, it said Zois. But Hashem said, be Moisif. What do you be Moisif? Another Nevuah that's going to talk about the Nevela of Yoyakum. That was the Zois V'Oid Acheres that was written on the Golgoilis of the Yahyakum Nikarin Divrei HaEmes. Either way, on that note, we return to our regular program. It's getting late early, which is the sugyas here of Aboila Ramis, Kanoim Poigamai, Zokta Gemara. Ki also Ravdimi Omer. Ravdimi came from Eretz Yisrael to Bavli. He said as follows: Beizdinu Shachashmenai Gazru. The Bezdin of the Chashmenai made the following decree: Abal Akutis. If someone's born an Aramis, by the way, Abal Akutis, Abal Aramis, Abal Agoy, it's all the same thing, right? Chayev Aleh Mishum Nashko. He's chayev for Nashko. What does that mean? Nida, Shifcha, Goya, and assuming she's married, Eishesesh. Now, to be clear, Midei Raisa, only a Jewish woman could be a Nida. A non-Jewish woman can. So obviously, this is a derabbanan. Based on a chashmenai shifcha. If she's not a shifcha, then why should there be a nisa shifcha? Goya was also instituted by Beis Din Shel Chashmenai, and to the extent that she's married, there would be an Isra Eishes Ish. That's also a very big chiddush. And the reason this is a chiddush is because there's no real issues when it comes to an Eini Yehudis. But Beis Din Shel Chashmenai will goyzer that if someone's ba on a non-Jewish woman, there's four Isra derabbanan. There's an Isra Nida, even if maybe she's not a Nida. This Shifcha, this Goya. By the way, Goya, you have to know. Isn't Goya the Isser Dairaisa, right? There's an Isser Dairaisa to be Bala Goya, so this is not the time for that. And finally, Ishus Avol. He also, Ravin, Ravin came from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel, as he so often did, he reported a little bit differently. He said, not Nashka, but rather Mishum Nashgaz. What's Nashgaz? Neither Shifcha Goya is the same, but instead of Ishus, he had Zoyna. There's like an Isser Drabonon of Zoyna. Avol Mishum Ishus, Leslu, but being that they don't have Ishus, so they can't be Ishus. The Idoch, what did Rav Dimi hold? Where's the issues? Noshayu vadulei mafkiri. Being that they're not mafkir their wives, on some level they live but there are issues. So there's a semblance of issues, even though it's not a halachic issues. But there is a semblance of issues. I mean, there's a semblance of issues. So therefore, the rabbanu were goyis and issues as well. Amar Rav Chizda. Rav Chizda said, "Habali molech in moyimli." As it relates to Abayi Laramis Kanoim Poigimvay, if somebody would ask a rav, he'd ask a shaila. Tell me, should I be Poigimvay? So if you ask the shaila, the answer is no. Meaning, it has to be something that just happens spontaneously. You have this feeling, you have this fire of kanois burning inside of you, and you act upon it. But if you ask a shayla, the answer is going to be no. Itmanami, Omer Rabba Barchano, Omer Rabbi Yochanan, Haboli Molech, Ein Mayron of Loyoy, not just that, Elam Shempirich, Zimri Vahargoy, Pinchas, Ner Agolov. What would have been if Zimri would have been Pirish and Pinchas would have killed him? So Pinchas would have been Chayav Misa. This is just anecdotal way of saying that the only time Kanoim is Poigim by is if you're Poigim b'shas the beer. If, however, the beer finished already, the boil is not being boiled this second because he was Poirish. At that point, if the Kanoim would be Poigeya, it'd be a problem. Now, who said anything about Pinchas and Zimri? Nobody. Why are we talking about Pinchas and Zimri? So, presumably, we're all familiar with the fact that the classic example of Kanoim Poigimboy was when Pinchas killed Zimri. In fact, it's going to be the topic of the rest of the daf. We'll get to that in a second. Another thing, said the Gemara, Nepach Zimri, the Hargul of Pinchas, if Zimri would have turned around and he would have killed Pinchas before Pinchas killed Zimri, Ein Neragolov, Zimri would not have been Chayv Miso, Sharei Roidefu, because Pinchas had a din of a Roidef, and this is something we spoke about in Perek Mitzvah Yerumayr, specifically the Rosh, where the Rosh says that it was only Zimri, if he would turn around and kill Pinchas, he would have not been Chayev. But if a third person would have killed Pinchas, then Avada he would have been. This is one of the examples that there's a difference between Mbola Hargoy Chashkim Lahargoy and the regular Din Roidev. Meaning, in self-defense, if you want to kill, this is something you'd be allowed to do. But if a third person would want to kill, so even though the Loshana Gemara is Sharei Roidefu, he's not Mamash Roidev. Either way, so we just mentioned Pinchas and Zimri, and really, we need to just learn a few psukim in the Torah. These are psukim everybody knows, but we just have to very quickly refamiliarize ourselves with these psukim because it's going to be the topic of the rest of the daf and Be'ez Hashem, the raid, and tomorrow's raid as well. Either way, the story of Pinchas and Zimri, it begins in Parshas Balak, at the very end of the Parsha. It's Perichav Hei, Pasagal. So it's a few psukim before Mafta. It says, Vayeshev Yisrael Bashitim. The Yidin had settled at that time in Shittim. Now Shittim was very close to where Moav lived, right? This is Arvois Moav, so all the Moabites lived there, and they were in such close proximity to Moav that Vayochel Ha'am Liznois El Benois Moav, they began engaging in Znus with Moav. Now we know Chazal tell us the rest of the story, that the reason this all happened was because Bilam, who had been commissioned by Balak to harm the Jews, he was unsuccessful in everything that he was trying to do, and his last resort Eitzah was, you know, Eloi Keim Shel Elu Soy Nezima, and if I'm going to get them to do Znus, you know, maybe this is the Eitzah. But the point is that Vayochalam Liznois El Benois May Vatikren Olam Lizifche Eloi Heim Vayochalam Vayishtachvul Olam. One thing led to another, and before you know it, the Yidden weren't just engaging in Gilei Arayis with the Benois Mayav, but it got to the point where they were worshipping their Avodah Zarah, and their Avodah Zarah was none other than Pa'ar. Vayit Samid Yisrael about Pa'ar. The Yidden became attached to Baal Pa'ar. Vayichar Af Hashem Yisrael, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu got angry. Vayim Hashem al Moshe, HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes to Moshe, and he tells him, Kaches Kol Roshnei Ha'am. I want you to take all the leaders of the nation, like all the Nasiim, Vahoyka Oysim LaShem Neged HaShamesh, and they should be in charge of taking all the people of their Shevet, place them neged Hashemesh, the Yoshev Charoin Af Hashem Yisrael. And really what this means is that I want, says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem talking to Moshe to tell Klai Yisrael, that whoever engaged in these averis needs to be punished. And it's the responsibility of the Nasi of each Shevet to make sure that his Shevet is going to be taken care of accordingly. So Moshe calls the Shevet Yisrael, here go Isha Noshev and Nitzmadim Lebal Par. Now it's interesting, the people that are being killed are the ones that were Nitzmadim Lebal Par. They're being killed for the Avodah Zarah Shavai. But either way, here go Isha Noshev and Nitzmadim Lebal Par. Hine Ishmi Bnei Yisrael, as this is happening, meaning this prosecution is beginning, man from Bnei Yisrael came. Vayakrev El Echov Es HaMidyanis. And he brought to his brothers, the Midianis. Le'ene Moshe, was done in the presence of Moshe. U'le'ene kol adas b'nei Yisrael, ve'heim ha'boichim pesach ha'imoyin. And as this is happening, everybody began to cry. Now, we're going to learn the Gemara in a second. Rashi brings in a Chumash. The rest of the story is that obviously, Moshe is very upset at the Yidden because of what they did. What did they do? And it led to doing the Aveira Baal Par. Not just that, it says in the Pasig, Vayichar Af Hashem B'Yisrael. Kadosh Baruch Hu got angry. It's mavur that anger wasn't just an anger, but a magefa started. Now, it's not mavurish in the pasuk, but the pasuk's about to say that vateyotzer ha-magefa, and we're even going to have a death toll of how many people died during this magefa. So vayichar af Hashem b'Yisrael means that there was some sort of magefa. So people are dying, and all this is happening, and it's because, oh, the terrible averis that the Yidden did. What did they do? They engaged in the b'nois mayav, and they engaged in baal par. So as this is happening, one person comes. Now, we know this person is. It's Zimri. Zimri's going to come, and he brings now a Midyanis, who's Kazmi Basor, to Moshe Rabbeinu. And he says, Moshe, all this is happening because of the Aveira that we did. He says, tell me, who did you marry? You married the daughter of Yisroi. Who's Yisroi? He was a Kayin in Midyan. So, you had no right to get married. So, you're being sanctimonious. Keilo, you're holier than thou. You're guilty of the same thing we did. And as this happened, everybody began to cry. Either way, Vayar Pinchas ben Elazar ben Aharon HaKohen. Pinchas saw what was happening. He saw what Zimri had just done. And by the way, what he saw was that Zimri was literally Boyol Kozbi, Vayokim Itoicha Eide, he got up from the Eide, Vayikach Remich Biyodoi, and he quickly ran to get a spear. Vayovay Achar Ish Yisrael El HaKuba, and he followed this person into the Kuba, Vayitkor Eshneem, and he killed both of them with the spear. Es ish Yisrael, the iso isha el kavasa. And when this happened, vateyotzer amagefa al bnei Yisrael. All of a sudden, the magefa ended. Vayu amesim amagefa arbam v'asrim alef. 24,000 people died during this magefa. The Ramban says, it's interesting, HaKadosh Baruch Hu got angry. And what did Hashem say? Vayomer Hashem al Moshe, kach es kol roshei yom, v'hoika oisam l'Hashem neged HaShemesh, v'yoshev karein af Hashem Yisrael. That if, when you're going to deal with this situation, I won't be angry anymore. What was the anger? It was the magefa. And Hashem says that when you prosecute all the people that were involved in Baal Par, my anger is going to go away. L'maisa, the anger went away much sooner than that. It went away as soon as Pinchas did what he did. Right? As soon as Pinchas kills Zimri and Cosby, Vateyotzer HaMagefa Me'al B'nei Yisrael. So the Ramban says that even though Hashem et l'chatchilo said that what's going to make the Magefa go away, it's when you're going to prosecute all the people. Abu L'maisin, it ended up happening in a different way, just in Pshat and the Pasuk. The way it ended up happening was not through the Shoifti Yisrael doing what they were supposed to do, but it was through the Maisa of Pinchas. Either way, the story continues right into Parshas Pinchas. Vayidab Hashem al-Moy Shalemer, Pinchas ben Alos ben Harna Koyen, Heshev es Chamosi Me'al B'nei Yisrael, right? All the wonderful things that Pinchas did. I'm going to give him the covenant of peace. Not just that, the covenant of kahuna. And then the pasuk says, "V'shem ish Yisrael hamuka ashehuka es hamidyon es Zimri ben Salu in the sea base of Lashemoyni. V'shem o isha hamuka hamidyon es Kazmi basur roish umayis base of beminyanu." So it's interesting. In Parshas Balak, we don't know who the people are, right? What does it say in Parshas Balak? Parshas Balak, it just says, "Vine ish mi bnei Yisrael, vayavay achar ish Yisrael, ish Yisrael ve'eso isha." But then we put names to the faces, and that's here in Parshas Pinchas. V'shem ish Yisrael hamuka ashehuka samidyon is Zimri ben Saloi. V'shem ba'isha hamuka hamidyon is Cosby Basor. Either way, the Gemara now is going to tell us the rest of the story. We'll go through these Gemaras quickly. It's Divrei Agada, also some famous Divrei Agada. Zok to Gemara, vayomer Moshe al Shoifti Yisrael v'goymer. Halach Shoifti Shoshim and Eitzel Zimri ben Saloi. So Moshe says that because of everything that happened, all the Shoiftim need to start prosecuting their Chevra. So Shevet Shimon went to Zimri. Amrulei, they said, hein donen dinei nefashis. Said, this dinei nefashis going on over here. V'ati Yoshe v'shoisek? I thought you're our leader. Why are you not sticking up for us, right? Some of us are about to get killed. Ma also, what did he do? Amav kibetz chavt al alef miyisrael. He gathered 24,000 yidden. V'alach itzel Cosby, and he went to Cosby. Amar Allah, he told Ashmili, I want you to do an Aveira with me. Amar Allah, she said, bas melechani. I'm the daughter of a king, right? Her father was one of the important people of Midian. V'chein tzivali avi, and my father commanded me, lo yisishmi elu legadol shabahem. That the only person you should be maskin to be nivala to is the greatest of the group. And you're not the greatest. Oh my Lord, he said, afhu nasi shevetu. He says, you think I'm not great? I'm a shevet. By the way, afhu, right? He's speaking about himself in third person. He was a very important person. He, meaning me, I'm greater than Moshe. Shu sheni lebeten, vushlishi lebeten. Because I come from Shimon, who's Yaakov's second son, and he comes from Levi, who's Yaakov's third son. Tofso biblu risa. In the meantime, he grabbed Cosby by her hair. Vevi el samoisha and brought it to Moshe. Amaloi, and he tells Moshe, Ben Amram, zua sura imuteres. Right, whenever you see Ben Amram, you know it's derogatory, right? You don't call him by his name, but by his father's name, right? So he comes to Moshe and says, Ben Amram, this woman, is she muterasa? Vim taimer asura. He says, Moshe, I know what you're about to say. You're going to say asura, but I have a follow-up question. Bas Yisrael, mi yitirulach. Who allowed you to marry Bas Yisrael? Nesamli menu alocha. In the meantime, Moshe Rabbeinu forgot the alocha. Muterasa, meaning he forgot how to go about this whole sugya. Go, kulam bepchia. Everybody started to cry. Vahenu dechsiv vehema boichim pesach oimoid. Everybody was crying by the entrance where the oil might. Because the pasuk says, Vayar Pinchas ben Elazar. Pinchas ben Elazar saw Maro. What did he see? Amarav, Ra Maisa, he saw the Maisa, the Nisgar Halacha, and he remembered the Halacha. Amaloi, Achi Avi Abba. So he turns to Moshe Rabbeinu, and he says, Moshe, my great uncle, right? My father's father's brother. Didn't you teach me when you came down from Har Sinai? Haboy la Ramis Kanon, Poygenboy? Amaloi said, you're right. Kayonet igras il have a parvanko. And if that's the case, I want you to be the one that goes ahead and does it. Because Kayonet igras, the one that reads the brief, il have a parvanko, he's the one that's supposed to execute. Shmuel HaMashmuel said, you want to know what he saw? Not he saw the Maisa, but Rosh and Chochme and Tunav and Eitzah Negar Hashem. Meaning he knew what he was supposed to do, but he realized Moshe didn't know. Now he was afraid to be Moir Alocha Befnei Rabbi, but he realized it was such a terrible Chil Hashem that was playing out over here that he had no choice but to engage, and that's why he did what he did. Kamakim Sheish Chil Hashem. in Chalkin Kavod Rav, and that's why he just took matters in his own head. Rabbi Yitzchak said, "I'm Rav Lazar, name Rav Lazar, Rosh about Malach Vishchus Ba'am." He saw there was a magifa going on, and he realized that he has no choice, and this is something that he has to do. Incidentally, the Sfarim Makdoshim say the first pshat was Ma'ra, Ram Ma'isa V'Nisker Alacha. Ordinarily, if a person sees Inyanei Arayis, it causes Timtum Alev, which causes Shikra Satayra. Pinchas saw this Ma'isa V'Nisker Alacha, which is a Dover Pella. But either way, Vayaka Mitoicha Eda. So Pinchas emerges from the Eda, Vayikach Roimach Biyadoi, and he took a spear in his hand. Mikan, we learn from here, She'ein Nechnasim B'Kli Zayin LeBeis Medrash, that a person is not allowed to enter a Beis Medrash with Kli Zayin. Incidentally, I remember I once heard from Rabbi from Yeshua Soloveitchik, this was the middle of Shir, and in the middle of Shir, he stopped. It seems our phone went off. This is back in the day, people still had, there were cell phones. But either way, so a phone goes off, and he got very upset that there was a phone. And he said that the Gemara says about Pinchas, Vayokam mitoicha eda, Vayikach roimach miyodim, mikan she'im nechnasim b'kli zayin lebeis medrash. That you see, you're not allowed to bring kli zayin into beis medrash. So he was saying, Vosigivain the kli zayin from Pinchas. What, this is not a spear? This was a kli Zion of Kanan Poygen Boy. And Afilu Hachi couldn't bring it into Beis Medrash. And Imamish went on a rant. You can't bring phones into Beis Medrash. Remember, he said, today, the women think that if they don't hear from their husband for an hour, she's saying, Asofik Aguna. He says, Memela, everyone thinks they have to call their wives. Ani Ro'isi Shama. Yoshafti Altila. I was there when this happened. But either way, this was his word. Mikad She'en Nechnasim B'Kli Zion LeBeis Medrash. Regardless, Shalaf. So what did Pinchas do? So he has to now take out Zimri. But he's going to have to do this in some sort of sensitive way. So he removed the shnana, the sharp part of the spear. V'nicha ba'unkali. And he put it into his clothing. V'yanishan. And he made believe that he had a cane. V'hoylech ha-makole, and he's walking on a shtek. Kivish gei esel shiftei shalshimen. So he came to the area of Shevet Shimon. Omer, he said, Heichem atzinu sheshiftei shalevi godom ishalom Shimon. He says, I understand. You, Shimon, you're the ones that are engaging in this Avera. Shimon was the Iker Shevet that did this Avera. He says, what, you're any different than Levi, right? Meaning, I'm from Levi, and there's no reason I can't do what you're doing. Omer, they said, you're right. Henichuloi, allow him to come in. Afu lasis tzrachem nichnas, because he's coming to do tzrachem, meaning he's coming for tashmish amita. Either way, he teed prushim as hadover, and they said, must be the prushim. If Pinchas is already getting involved in this, it must be, this is something that's really okay. I'm Rabbi Yechon, said, Shisha nisim nasli the Pinchas. There were six miracles that happened to Pinchas when he entered the Kuba. Echad shayloi the Zimri lifish floy pirish. Really, what should Zimri have done? He should have been pirish. And if he would have been pirish, then Pinchas wouldn't have been allowed to kill him, like we saw the Gemara earlier. It was a miracle that didn't happen. Echad shayloi the dabra v'loi diber. He should have yelled, like this people would have came to save him. But he didn't do that. Echad shekivim bezachrusay shal ish ubin. He threw the spear where it pierced the Zachrus and the Nakfus of Zimri and Cosby respectively. They remained that way. The Roimach didn't slip out. It stayed in that way. It's like this people would see why it was that he killed them. So Pinchas is going to walk out of the Kuba with Zimri and Cosby. Now, how is he going to walk out? The doorway is not going to allow them. So the Malach came and he removed the Mashkoif on top of the doors like this. He was able to get out. And not just that, there was a Malach that came and started knocking out the arms. Like this, he was protected. Either way, so Pinchas comes with Zimri and Cosby, and he takes their bodies and he throws them in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I'm on the phone. Rebbeinu Shalom. Al Eilu Yiplu Chav Dalet Elef Miyisrael. Because of these people, Mamish, these Zoyna, Noyef and Noyefes, because it is 24,000 Jews should die. Shenema Vayu HaMesim B'Magefer Arba V'Asher Malach. I mean, how do you know it's 24,000? Because the Pasuk says, Vayamu Pinchas Vayifalo. It says that Pinchas Davin, Amar Rabbe Elazar, Vayispalo Loinema. Right? The more appropriate word would have been Vayispalo. Elo Vayifalo, Melamed, Kaviyochash, also Plileisim Koinen. Plileis means like he sued HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Meaning he started dinging sich with him. He came with a koyach hatayna, right? We've spoken about this in the past. There's a certain koyach hatfilo that comes from vayifalo. Right? You make a good argument. So Pinchas makes this really good argument. He says, because of these two people, because of this, doesn't make sense. Either way, picture Malachi Asharis Ladafchai. So when the Malachi Asharis heard the way Pinchas was davening unto HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they said it's inappropriate. They wanted to push him away. Amar Lehem HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Hinichulai, leave him. Kanoi ben Kanoihu. Because he's a Kanoi, the son of a Kanoi. What does it mean he's the son of a Kanoi? Because his Zayd the Levi right? He's from Shevet Levi. His Eid Levi was a Kanoi when it came to Dina. And not just that, Meshev Chema ben Meshev Chemohu. He's a Meshev Chema. He is trying to take away my anger, and he comes from a Meshev Chema, because his Eid was Aaron HaKoyen, who was Meshev Chema during the story of Korach. Either way, his Chilu Shvatim Mevazen Oysai. As this happened, the Shvatim started embarrassing him. They said, Re'isim ben puti zeh, shepitim avi ime agam la'vayus kechavim. Ah, take a look at this person. He's the son of a puti. What do you mean he was the son of a puti? His Zayda was poitim. He stuffed agolim la'vayuzar. So it seems that Pinchas is... was related somehow to Yisrael. And because he's related somehow to Yisrael, he said they're attributing his grace Yichus here to Yisrael. This is who he is. V'harag Nasi Shevim Yisrael. A person like that has a right to go and kill a Nasi of a Shevet in Klal Yisrael. Ba'akos of a Yichsai. So you know what the Pasuk did to counter that argument? Pinchas ben Elazar ben Aharon HaKoyen. Amalei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Meaning, you want to know who his real Yichus is? His real Yichus is that he comes from Aharon HaKoyen. Amalei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Amalei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Amalei Shehiktam Lo Shalim. I want you to give him Shalim. Shenem Elachin Emar Hinin Ninois Leiz Brisi Shalim. V'ru'uya Kaparu Ezu Shetem Mechaperes V'ilach Shalim. Not just that, the Kaparu that came about through the Maisa Pinchas, this kapara is something that's going to stick. This kapara is something that is always going to remain by the Yidden. One last Gemara. Amrav Nachman Amrav. Might this one's trying the pasuk that says Zarzir Masnayim Oisoyish Umelech Alkum Imah. This is a pasuk in Mishlei Perek Lamed. Says the Gemara. Dalid Meis Ve'esrim Ve'arba Be'ilois Baal Oisei Rasha Oisei Ayoim. That Oisei HaRasha was Baal. You know how many Be'ilois? It was 424 Be'ilois. It's the gematria of the word Zarzer. So Masnaya means in English loins. So it's this Inyan. Zarzer is the gematria of 424. So it's Zarzer Masnayim. V'himtel loy Pinchas. But Pinchas didn't do anything. Ad she'toshash koichoy. Till he became so weak from all the bilois. And that's the next word. Oy soyish. Miloshin toshash koichoy. V'hu'en yedeya. But Pinchas didn't realize she'melech alkum imoy. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu was on his side. I mean, he thought that he had to strategize to figure out how he's going to kill him. But had he known the level of siyata d'shmaya that he had, that this is not something that he would have done. Masis Tani, we went to the Braisa Shishim, that the amount of bilois that he did was not 424, it was 60. Until his beitzim became like a spoiled egg. And she was like a garden full of water because of all the zera. The place that she was sitting was the size of a saw. Tani Rav Yosef, the opening of her womb is an amma. You want to know her name, right? Torah says her name is Kosbi. That's not her real name. Her real name was Shvilnoi, the daughter of Tzor, okay, but her name was Shvilnoi, because she didn't act erlich with her father, because her father had said, only be nivela to the gadol shavahen, and lemaisa, Zimri was not the gadol shavahen, and he was very chashiv, the nasi of Shevet Shimon, but he wasn't the gadol shavahen, because she was willing to give herself up, so that the Jews should get killed. Kois is loshen shchita, that let me be the one. She like volunteered her services to go and take down the Jewish people. Now that we know her name is Shvilnoi, now you can understand the following expression. Benkani l'urbani Shvilnoi my boyas. It seems it was some expression that said that why is Shvilnoi in between the reeds and the aravis? Now, what would a person be doing between reeds and aravis? Obviously something that they're not supposed to be doing. Oh, probably some meisnes nus. But we attribute it to Shvilnoi. There was another expression. Bahadi kalfi dekani, you know, between the like the leaves of the reed, Shvilnoi my boya. What is Shvilnoi there? Giftali ima. It's because her mother is a Zayna. Now, her mother didn't do anything, but Rashi says, if she's a Zayna, you know, people will far shame her mother as well. But again, all these expressions of the Zayna were referred to as Shvilnoi. Why Shvilnoi? Now you know the rest of the story. It's because Kosbi, the Zayna in the Torah, her real name was Shvilnoi. I'm Rabbi Yechamesha Shemois Yeshla. Zimri had five names. Zimri, one. Uben Solu, two. Vishal, three. Uben Aknan is four. Vishlumil ben Surishad is five. Zimri, the reason it's called Zimri, Al Shanasa Kebetza Hamuzeres. It's because, like we said, his Beitzim became like this Beitz Hamuzeres. That's the Lashon Zimri. Ben Solu, Al Shehisli, Avoinois, Shel. mishpachtoi, because he caused that the averus of his family should be remembered. He was makatrig on his mishpacha. Shaul al shehil shalatz miladvar avera. He loaned himself for an avera. Ben aknanis al shalasa ma'isa knan. Right, Gilad Rais is referred to as ma'isa knan. Umashmoi, you want to know what his name really is? Shlumiel ben Tzuri Shadai. Shmoi, her name is Shlumiel ben Tzuri Shadai. Either way, this concludes the story of Pinchas and Zimri, one of the most famous Daffin and Shas, Sanhedrin, Daf Pei Beis. There's a Lomdisha component and there's a Agadata component, right? The Lomdisha component is the Sugi of Kanoim Poigambai. The Agadata component is the topic and really all the Chumash raid of the end of Parshas Balak, the beginning of Parshas Pinchas, of Pinchas and Zimri. It got very late, early. I don't know where the time flew. It's already 1:03 in, but we'll just speak at a few Ha'aris. We'll be Makatzer. So the halacha component of Pinchas and Zimri is the halacha of Kanon Poikenbay. The Rambam in Perik Yubeis of Hilchas Yisurei Biya, so he goes through this inyan of Kanon Poikenbay very, very much, and he brings a few very important dikduke dinim. Number one, kolaboyel goya, if someone's boyel a goya, bein derech hasnus, bein derech znus. It doesn't matter if he was boyel goya because he married her, he intermarried, or it was a maisa's nus ba'alma. In ba'ala befarhesya, if he was boyel befarhesya, v'hu sheyivo le'enei asar Yisrael, right, what's the definition of farhesya? We know that from Sanhedrin 9 Dalet Amid Beis, it's in front of 10 Jews, a yeser or more, in pagu boy kanan v'hargu, harei elu mishubachim v'zrizen, meaning da'alach is kanan poigin boy. V'dover zeh alach l'moishim misinai, v'rayu l'dover zeh maisa pinchas b'zimri. So the Rambam adds a very important caveat to the halacha of kanoim poigimboi, and that is, it has to be befarhesya. If it's not befarhesya, then there's no halacha. The ena kanoi rashoi lufkoi ben elbashas maisa. It has to be that the kanoi was poigeya b'shas de tashmish ki zimri shenemar ve'eso isha el kavasa avolim piresh ein harganoisa vim hargoi. And if you would kill this person after he was poirish, neragolov, your regular etzeach vim ba kanoi lita rishus mi bezin lahargoi. What would be if the kanoi goes to Bezdin and he says, Bezdin, can I kill this person? Ein mayronloi. We don't tell him to do it. Even if it is b'shas ma'isa, v'loyoy elim ba kanoi lahariges haboyel v'nishmat haboyel v'haraga kanoi kidei lahatzal atzmei miyoda in haboyel neragolov. Right? If nepach zimri v'harag lepinchas, being that Pinchas had a din of a roidev, that would be something you'd be allowed to do. I'm skipping. Loy pogu by kanon. What would be if the kanon weren't pogu? V'loyoku bezmin and bezmin didn't give him malchus. Harei oinchay mefurish b'divrei kabbalah. In divrei kabbalah, we know what his noinish is. Shehu bekaris. It's shenemar ki cholal Yehuda es kodesh Hashem hashoves uba bas el necha yachris Hashem lish Hashem yaseno er v'oina. Etc., etc. It's just a few excerpts from the Rambam here in Perik Yibayis Hilchas Yisuri Ebiya as it relates to this halacha. It's interesting. The Mechaber does not bring the halacha of Kanoim Poigimbay. Now, to be clear, the Mechaber references it. It's in Hilchas Ishus, in Evin Ezer, Simin Tezayin, Halacha Beis. Haba al agoyo im loy pogu boy kanoim v'loy hilku bezdin harei onshe mefurish b'divrei kabbalah shehu bekaris shenemar ki chilel Yehuda, etc., etc. So the Mechaber acknowledges that there's a concept of kanoim poigim boy, but he doesn't bring the Shulchan Aruch of kanoim poigim boy. The Rambam brings the Shulchan Aruch of kanoim poigim boy, but the Mechaber doesn't. And the Chelkas Mechaikik in Sif Katan Dalet says lo yodati lo mehishmid din shal kanoim poigim boy. Says I don't know why the Shulchan Aruch left out all of the halachis related to kanoim poigim boy. Now, again, the Mechaber acknowledges that exists because he says, what happens if someone's bala goya, v'loi pogu by kanoim, see, he's going to get karis. But there's a shulchan aruch of kanoim poigim boy. Befarhesya, nepach zimri, right? All these different dinim. The Rambam brings them in Perek Yibayis Hilchas Yisurei Biya, but the Mechaber didn't, and the Chalkas Mechaikik says, lo yodati. I'll be honest with you, I don't know why. And then he says, take a look at the Ramah in Choshem Mishpat, in Simin Tof Chav Hei, Sif Dalet. The Ramah there says as follows: Habal agoya bifarhesya leinei asari Yisraelim kanon poigimboy umutaron lahargoy v'dafke v'shas maisa etc. 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 The Ramah brings the Shulchan Aruch of kanon poigimboy. So the Mechaber doesn't bring the Shulchan Aruch of kanon poigimboy. The Ramah does, and the Chelkas Mechaikik says sorry to me. I don't know why the Mechaber doesn't bring the halacha. I saw in the Ein Aliyo on our Gemara here in Sanhedrin He brings the lo yodati of the chelkas machaikik, and he says that maybe the reason is because we know the Shulchan Aruch only brings halachas that are negeya b'zman hazeh, but something that's hilchas ol mashicha or something that was once negeya, that the Shulchan Aruch doesn't bring. See, he says yesh lachkar today b'zman hazeh, is there a halach of kanoim poigimboy? So he says, I'm not sure, but I can hear it sound not. And the reason is because kanoim poigimboy maybe is a sif katan in Mises Besdin. Meaning, Besdin can kill, and sometimes you can kill. But it could be that to the extent that Besdin doesn't have the ability to kill, today there's no Mises Besdin, it could be it's Pashit, there wouldn't be a din kanoim poigimboy either. And says the Ein Elio, could be that's the machloikis, the mechaber and the ramah, gishmak. The mechaber who doesn't anywhere bring the din of kanoim poigimboy, so it's because the Mechaber holds there's no Kanoim Poigimboy b'zman hazeh. If it's not Negev b'zman hazeh, the Mechaber is not going to bring it. The Ramah that does bring the din of Kanoim Poigimboy, it's because he holds that this is something that is Negev b'zman hazeh. But either way, Zok, the Ein Elio, could be that's this machloikis between the Mechaber and the Ramah. That's the first aura. The second aura is that the Ramah in Yerideya, Simin Kuf Nun Zayin, and this is in Sif Aleph, says as follows: V'goy haba al bas Yisrael enoy bechal gilei arayis. So the context over there is Yehoru Gaval Yavar. Says the Ramah that if a goy is baal al bas Yisrael, the woman, the bas Yisrael, does not have to give up her life. Enoy bechal gilei arayis. So the goy that's baal bas Yisrael is not considered gilei. What's the makar to this? Right? What's the makar? It's not a trick question. It's Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam in Sanhedrin Ayin Dalet Amid Beis, Rabbeinu Tam in Ksubas Daf Gimel Amid Beis, where Rabbeinu Tam said, Zir Masusim Zir Masam, and it's for that reason, if a Goya is born a Bas Yisrael, there's no din Yehoru Gaval Yavar. Meaning, even though Gilei Arayis, we know Yehoru Gaval Yavar, but now when it comes to a Goya, and what was Rabbeinu Tam's grace Araya? Esther. Esther Befarhesia, how the Gemara asked the Kasha, how was Esther allowed to get married, even by Mistach HaShverish? Wasn't it Befarhesia? And Befarhesia, the Allah is even on a mitzvah kala, even Lishnuye Arkas of the Messiah, the Allah is Yehoru Gaval Yavar. Frank Rabbeinu Tam, Esther Befarhesia, have ask a better Kasha, right? You're asking good, ask better. Esther was Gilei Arayis. The Teretz says Esther was not Gilei Arayis. Why wasn't it Gilei Arayis? Because a goy, habal, bas Yisrael, enoy bechlal gilei arayis. Based on the fact that zirma susim zirmasim. Stating that, the Shach quotes from poisik after poisik after poisik, and rishon after rishon after rishon, that's only true for a goy that's born a bas Yisrael. But a Yisrael that's born on an oivedes kechavim, that is considered gilei arayis, and that is going to be Yehoru Gaval Yavar. So even though a bar, a boil aramis and a bala kutis and a bala goy, again, it's all the same thing, is kanon poigimboy, but it doesn't minimize the level of gilei arayis that it is. In fact, it's gilei arayis to the extent that it's literally going to be Yehoru Gaval Yavar. Now, there is an interesting discussion in the Shach whether the only time it's going to be Yehoru Gaval Yavar is if it's Befarhesia or even not if it's Befarhesia. What are the two tzedakim? Because being that the Rambam says kanon poigimboy is only Befarhesia, and all the Rishonim accept that Chiddush of the Rambam. So if that's the case, so it could be the only time it's Yehoru Gaval Yavar is where it's Taka Kanoim Poigimboy. But to the extent that it's not Kanoim Poigimboy, maybe over there it's going to be different. And being that maybe over there it's not Kanoim Poigimboy, so maybe it's no Yehoru Gaval Yavar either. I mean, is it sad to say that the whole Yehoru Gaval Yavar is only going to be to the extent that it's Kanoim Poigimboy? But if it's not Kanoim Poigimboy, such as where it's not Befaresia, maybe not, Shach brings, that seems to be b'machloikishnuya. But as it relates to Aboyel Aramis, it's literally on the level of Kanoim Poigimboy. And again, you can't confuse Rabbeinu Tam's famous chiddush in Ksubas Gimel Amid Beis and Sanhedrin Ayin Dalet Amid Beis with the case of Aboyel Aramis. The case of Rabbeinu Tam is when the boil is a goy. If the boil is a goy, zir masusim zir masam. But if the boil is a yid and the nivellus is a goy, that's a regular beer. And then you don't have Rabbeinu Tam's chiddush. Over there it's going to be Yehoru Gaval Yavar, as you state in Shachs of Kotten Dalet, there in Yerideya Simin Kufnun Zayin. That's the second aura. The third aura is, so the Rambam says, and based on our Gemara, that what happens in the event that loy pogu by kanoim karis, right? Loy pogu by kanoim yachris Hashem. This person is now going to be chayiv karis. In Bris, they say over that Reb Chaim cleared, what's the gather of this karis? What's the gather of this karis? Is it a regular chayiv krisos? Meaning we're familiar with Chayvei Krisus, right? A lot of Arayas are Chayvei Krisus. A lot of parishes in the Torah that are Chayvei. Someone eats on Yom Kippur, he's Chayv Karis. Someone eats Chametz on Pesach, he's Chayv Karis. So what emerges is, if someone's Boil HaRamas, he's also Chayv Karis. It's a new Chayvei Krisus. Said Reb Chaim, maybe not. Could be it's not pshat that if someone's Boil HaRamas, it's literally Chayvei Krisus. What then is the gather of the chorus of the Boil HaRamas? What it is the Torah is just being megalitos, what's going to happen to this person. That this person is going to end up being Yachreis Hashem, L'isha Hashem Yaseno. He's not going to be Mayrech Yomim. But it's not the pshat that the Aveira is an Aveira of Chayvei Krisus. Right, you hear the Tutsdadim? Is the Vart that the Isser Boil HaRamas is a Chayvei Krisus? It defines the Isser. Right, there's certain averes that are chayvei lavin, this chayvei yesin, this chayvei krisus. Right, in asay doicha lois asay sheyesh by chorus, it becomes a chayvei krisus, and the chorus of the Boil HaRamas is no different than the chorus of someone that's baal achoisa. Or avada, it's not that this iser becomes a chayvei krisus. It's just that this person's going to be punished, and you want to know what his punishment is going to be? Yachris Hashem l'ishasha yaseno. He's going to get the death that someone that's chayiv karis gets, but he's not a mechuyiv karis, right? A classic briska chakir. Said Reb Chaim that b'muscha rishon there's a little bit of a raya from the lashon Rambam, because the Rambam, when he brings this inyan that loy pogu by kanoim, he's chayiv karis. So the Rambam says as follows: loy pogu by kanoim, v'loy hilku bezdin. What would be if the kanoim weren't poigay on him and bezdin didn't give him malchus? Hare oinshay mefurish v'divrei kabbalah shehu bekaris. It's mavur in the Rambam that not only loy pogu by kanoim, but it would have to be also loy hilku bezdin. Meaning, if Bezdin would give him Malkus, then already he would not be subject to Karis. When does he get the Karis? If it's A, Loi Pogo by Kanoim, and B, it's Loi Hilku Bezdin. Now, what's this Indian that if somebody gets Malkus, all of a sudden he's not going to get Karis? Oh, so we know this is Masechtas Malkus 101. Kol Chayvei Krisus Shaloku Niftorim Midei Krisosan. Right? They become Potter from their Karis. But that, Reb Chaim said, is only true for someone that's really Chayv Karis. Someone that's a Chayv Karis. So one of the Mishpatei Karis is that if you get Malkus, you get off with the Karis. But as it relates to this inyan of Yachris Hashem, why should that be Tolia Malkus? And Mehecha Teis, it should be that if they're going to give this person Malkus, it's going to be different. So he said the Loshen HaRambam of Loyoku Bezdin is Abyssal Mashma, that really this is a regular Chayvei Krisus, and it works with the regular Mishpatei HaKaris. But in Bris, they say over that the Briskerov said, if that's the case, why is it then that if someone's Boil HaRamas b'shoigig, he doesn't bring a Karban Chatas? We know who brings a Karban Chatas. Any person that doesn't have a b'shoigig, that had he done b'mezid, he would have been chayiv karis. If you're going to tell me that a Boil HaRamas is really chayvei krisus, so how come he doesn't bring a chatas in the event that he does a b'shoigig? So the emesis, they say like this. If you look in the Mishnah, Masechtas Krisus, Da Beis Amid Aleph. That's the Mishnah that talks about all the Chayvei Krisus and says, Da Locha, that if somebody does a B'shoigig, he has to bring a Karban Chatas. The Mishnah begins, Shloishen V'sheish Krisus Batoira. And it lists all the Chayvei Krisus. Shloishen V'sheish Krisus Batoira. Now, you know what's not mentioned in that Mishnah? What's not mentioned in that Mishnah is Aboy LaRamas. But the Biskurov said that maybe that's why the Mishnah said Shloishim v'sheish krisos batayra? Right? Why do you have to say Shloishim v'sheish krisos batayra? Arba avos nezikin. It doesn't say Arba avos nezikin batayra. So why is it Shloishim v'sheish krisos batayra? So the Rav said that maybe as it relates to chatas, it's not enough that there's an oynish chorus, but maybe in order to have this, you would need that there should be an oynish chorus and that there, it should be a chorus that's mefurish in the Torah. And being that this chorus is not mefurish in the Torah, it's something we know from Malachi Perek Beis. It's something that we know from Divrei Kabbalah. Being that we only know from Divrei Kabbalah, it could be over here, it's going to be different. But either way, this was Reb Chaim's Chakira, whether the chorus of the Boil HaRamas is taka, a regular, makes you a regular chayve, it's a big arichos in the Briska Shiurim. It makes you a regular chayve krisos, or maybe it's like a punk that's out inish, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu saying, you're going to die young. But not that it comes with chorus and all the ganzkeit of whatever it is his chorus. One other ha'ara, I saw this in the Shiurim from Rameir Alevi Soloveitchik, a beautiful diktuk. If you look in the pasuk in Parshas Pinchas, so when the pasuk says that Pinchas killed Zimri and he killed Cosby, So the pasuk says, "V'shem ish Yisrael hamuka." Right. So in the end of Parashas Balak, it doesn't mention them by name. In Parashas Pinchas, they're already mentioned by name. "V'shem ish Yisrael hamuka, asher hukas hamidyonis Zimri ben Saloi, nesi beis of l'shemoyni. V'shem o isha hamuka hamidyonis Kozbi bas Tzur, roish umoy space of midyan." So B'skirov made the following diak. I'll read it slower. "V'shem ish Yisrael hamuka, asher huka es hamidyonis." Zimri ben Saloi, Nasi Beisav Lashemoni. So we're mentioning the Ish in the first pasuk and the Isha in the second pasuk, right? We're giving away the names now. V'shem Ish Yisrael Hamuka, Asher Hukas Hamidyonis. But we don't just mention Zimri. V'shem Ish Yisrael Hamuka, who's going to be mentioned named as Zimri, Asher Hukas Hamidyonis, who was killed together with the Midyonis. And then when we mention the Isha, V'shem O Isha Hamuka Hamidyonis, Kozmi Basur, Roish Umois Beisav Midyonu, it doesn't mention a word about Zimri. So Bitzkarov said that why when we're talking about Zimri do we mention Zimri and Kozmi? But when we talk about Kozmi, we only mention Kozmi, we don't also mention Zimri. So the Bitzkarov said, Hafla V'fela. He said that the Aloch is a boy la Ram is Kano and Poygan boy. What about the Isha? What about the Isha? She's not Hefker. Are you allowed to kill her also? So the Rambam says that yeah, you're allowed to kill the Isha. And the reason you're allowed to kill the Isha is for the same reason that by Mishka Behema, the Halacha is, you're allowed to kill the Isha. You're allowed to kill the Behema. Why are you allowed to kill the Behema by Mishka Behema? Because of the Takola and the Kloin that comes about as a result of the Behema. So just like you're allowed to kill the Behema by Mishka Behema, says the Rambam, so too you're allowed to kill the Isha when it comes to this Inyan as well. Harezu neregas b'mnei shabosli Yisrael takola al yodeo ki Behema. That's why the halach is that you're allowed to go ahead and you're allowed to kill the Isha as well. So the Biskarov said, half of a fellow. Zimri, Pinchas was allowed to kill because kolaboy la ramas kanoim poigim boy. Kozbi, he was allowed to kill because batakol al yodo. L'may nafkimina, there's a tremendous nafkimina. Because the Gemara says the only time a boil aramis is kanoim poigim boy is if you killed the boil b'shas the be'ilah. But the minute he's poirish, at that point you're not allowed to kill anymore. That's all true as it relates to the boil. But as it relates to the neveles, you're killing al tzakolo. You don't have that halacha. So said Mar Nagris, v'shem ish Yisrael hamuka. Asher huka es hamidyonis Zimri ben Saloi. Because Zimri had to be killed. Es hamidyonis means with the midyonis. Had to be killed together with the midyonis. Because had he been pirish, he wouldn't have been able to kill. But being that it was es hamidyonis, and therefore it was mutter. Abba v'shem isha hamuka hamidyonis kazu b'asur. There wasn't necessary for it to be together with Zimri at that second. And it's for that reason, when we talk about the fact that Pinchas killed Kozbi, we don't mention a word about Zimri. Just to end with one last Ta'ara, and this is already Al Derech Agada, and that is, so the Pasuk says that they came to, one person comes, Hine Ishmi Bnei Yisrael, right, whose name is Zimri, but Vayakiv El Echov Es Hamidyonis Le'ene Moshe, Le'ene Kol Adas Bnei Yisrael, Ve'hema Boichim Pesach Ha'imad. All of a sudden, everybody started crying. And the Gemara tells the rest of the story. Right? What was the rest of the story? He said, you're allowed to be Boil Hamidyonis, and if that's the case, meaning if it's Aser, then Bas Yisroi, Mihi Tira Locha. Right? Who allowed you, Moshe, to marry the daughter of Yisrael? And the Pasuk says, Ve'hema Boichim Pesach Ha'imad. Everybody started crying. By the way, if you look at the Ramban says, everyone started crying, Moshe V'chol Yisrael. Amazing. Moshe started crying. How often do you see that? Moshe's crying. Everybody started crying. Moshe the Shoiftim, all of a sudden in this terrible pchias. If you look in Targum Yonason says that when all this happened, the Inun Bachan, everyone started crying, the Korean Shema, and they started saying Kriyashma. They were crying and they were saying Kriyat Shema. The Kamer Kulmus in the Shtabru, there's so many different Pshatim that were said, that why is it at that moment, all of a sudden, Klai Yisrael started saying Kriyat Shema? Kriyat Shema? Like, why Kriyat Shema from all things? Why was it at that moment they were saying Kriyat Shema? So I saw in the Sefer, Melchomois Yehuda. So, who wrote the Melchomois Yehuda? Ramartcha Yehuda Lubart, Zechet Tzadok Levracha, who I had discussed. Avrumi had discussed to daven with for many, many years. He was a Talmud of Meir Shapiro. He was a Talmud of the Kosher Glover Goyen. Daven the Rabbi Spiegel Shul, Ali Yaren, he used to sit in Mizrach. And we've quoted from him in the past. But either way, so Rabbi Lubart said a Dover Nichla. He said that Just picture the scene. All of a sudden, you have the Nasi of Shevet Shimon is about to do an Avera with a Midianis. And there was a Magefa. People are dying. But there's so much Znus going on. And there's so much Avera taking place. And it was impossible for the Yid who wanted to be Mizkaber in this moment to find the Gvur and to find the strength. Not Mayasa Ben Velo Yechta. Right? The Nasi of Shevet Shimon's already doing the Avera. And there's so much Taiva and so much Nisayan that was going on at that moment. So he said, if there was so much Nisayan, what was the Yetzer? So he said, the Gemara says in Brachas Daf Hamad Aleph, Lo'olam Yargis Adam Yetzer Toiv Al Yetzer Hara. A person should always try to make sure that his Yetzer Toiv is going to get the better of his Yetzer Hara. Nitzchay Mutav, if he's successful, good. Vim Lav, and if not, what's the Eitzah Yikr Kriyishma? Zolalein in Kriyishma. So you see that reading Kriyishma is an Eitzah, it's a skula to be able to overcome Yetzar. So he says at that moment it was such a tremendous Nisayan. I mean, you have all this Gilei Arayis that's going on. It's mamish rampant. So the Yidin, they started crying, but they also felt that they needed a shmirah against the Yetzirah. So what was this shmirah? The shmirah was the Gemara in Brachas Daf Hamad Aleph. Lo'olam Yargis Adam Yetzirah Al Yetzirah V'im Lav Yikr Kriyishma. They started saying Kriyishma. But said Rabbi Luba, what's the pshat in Kriyishma? How does Kriyishma work? So he brings from his Rebbe, the Sfas Emes, he was a Gerach Chassid. But really, this is something that we spoke about recently from the Tshuvas HaRashba, from the Yisoy V'Shoresh HaVoida, from Zamlan V'Valashin, and that is when the Tzaddikim used to say Kriyishma, they would say, V'ahavtas Hashem Elokecha, B'chol Levavcha, V'chol Nafshecha, V'chol Me'edecha. So the HaVoida says the Rashba and the Tshuva is for a person to close his eyes and to visualize as if right now there's a gun, the barrel of the gun is pointing between his eyes. And he's being given the choice right now. Do you want to show and profess your love for HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Or are you going to do this Aveira? And your person should be mitzayer that he's willing to overcome his Nisayan and be willing to give up his life for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Ahavtas Hashem Elokecha is the ultimate expression of I'm willing to give up everything for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Everything means that you're willing to jump into a fire. Everything means that there's a fire burning inside of you. And there's an Nisayan and there's a Yetzer Hara that's trying to take you down. Oh, but if you're able to say, V'ahavtas Hashem Elokecha b'chol levavcha, which means b'shnei yitzricha, u'b'chol nafshecha, you're willing to give up your life, u'b'chol moidecha, you'd give up all your money, you'd give up everything for Ahavas Hashem, that is the skula to overcome the Yetzer Hara. A person finds himself in a matzav of Nisayan, lo'olam yargiz adam Yetzer Tov al Yetzer Hara, nitzchay muta v'im lav yikr kriyishma. Try to tap into Vahaftas Hashem Elokecha b'chol levavcha u'v'chol nafshecha b'chol moidecha. Say Kriyishma the way Tzadikim said Kriyishma. Appreciate that Ahavas Hashem has to be even at the expense of tremendous sacrifice. And if the sacrifice is not doing an Aveira that you have a Yetzahara to do, then that's the sacrifice. That's the Vahaftas Hashem Elokecha. He said the Yidden was so overwhelmed at that moment with the Nisayan for Taiva because of what was going on. What they did was they cried and they also said Kriyishma. They professed HaKadosh Baruch Hu that our Ahavas Hashem is so great. It's b'chol levavcha, it's b'chol nafshecha, u'v'chol moidecha. They will be mekayim, the school of the Gemara in Brachas, Daf Hei Amud Aleph, that if a person feels that his Yetzirah is getting the better of him, try to tap into that Indian. Remember tzaddikim that jumped into fires. People, remember your Zneidas that were willing to give up their life not to do an Aveira. You can overcome a shtikl Yetzirah. That's the school of Imlav Yikra Kriyishma, that's the skula that dar was tapping into.